Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside.
Episode SP24, The Chatterbox Show 2011. Hello, I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show.
This is our Chatterbox Show, and we're going to be chatting about some of the news that is breaking this year, some of the things that are happening to us, and where we are with the show and our plans for it.
Plans? What are they?
Oh, you know, those things that are meant to be broken.
So this is an informal show, so where should we start?
Let's start with some music.
Okay, sounds a good idea to me.
Do you remember the last show we had some listener feedback from Annie?
Annie? Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I said that she came from the Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Well, she actually comes from Germany.
Ah.
Oops. Sorry, Annie. My bad. Actually, she said she wished she did come from the Ukraine, even though her heart dwells in Ireland.
Well, Annie is actually also a well-known Celtic music performer, and we've got a track of hers to play you. So let's have a listen to The Ballad of Glencoe by Anne McWhidden.
Hope we got your name right, Annie.
Oh, cool is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave of Donald. Oh, cruel is the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonald. They came in a blizzard, we offered them meat, a roof for their head, dry shoes for their feet. We wined them and dined them, they ate of our meat and slept in the house of MacDonald. Oh, cruel is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave of Donald. Oh, cruel is the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonald. Murder in mind, the Campbells had orders King William had signed. Lay all to the sword, these words underlined, leave not a life called MacDonald. Oh, cruel is the snow that sweeps Glencoe and covers the grave of Donald. Oh, cruel is the foe that raped Glencoe and murdered the house of MacDonald. And murdered the house of MacDonald. And gone is the house of MacDonald.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you, Annie.
It certainly was. We hope to be bringing you more of Annie's lovely music later in the year.
Super. So, what was it we're going to chat about?
Okay, so let's talk about what's happening this year.
Good idea. Good idea. Well, you know that OBOD, the Order of Bards, Ovates and Druids, have got a bardic course running?
Yes, don't they do the bardic and the ovate and the druid grades?
Well, I think they do. But why I mention it is because another druid order, the British Druid Order, BDO, they're also launching a bardic course this year.
Oh, excellent. Well, yeah. That sounds like it might
so
be good.
So if there are any other druid orders out there that have got courses running that'll help people learn about what it is to be a modern druid, let us know.
Yeah, we'll certainly let everybody know about them.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, there was something you wanted to say about a film that's coming up, didn't you?
Ah, yes. Now, you remember our friend Dave the Bard? Yes. Well, you couldn't really forget him, could you? Well, it seems that one of his songs has inspired a group of young people from a theatre group to write a play.
Yeah, we heard about that a little while back, but we couldn't actually get up to see it, could we?
No. So it did sound really good. And since then, the person who's been, the man who's directing and producing it, his name is Gary Andrews, and it looks like they are actually making a film. Gary, in his esteemed wisdom, sent us a copy of the DVD of the young adults performing the play. So we've now got an idea of what the actual film's going to be like.
Yeah, a bit later on, we're going to try and bring you a bit more of a detailed review of this and include a couple of clips from it so you get some idea of what's in the story. What's it called? You haven't told anyone what it's called.
Oh, of course. The film is called The Spirit of Albion.
What else could it be called?
Absolutely. And it will feature some of Dave's songs and bring up some fairly pertinent issues, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is why we're going to make a special about it.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do to get some people in here talking about it.
Try and keep you up to date with progress of the film as it's coming along.
The other thing is that the film, when it's released, will be available on the internet. I've yet to find out if it's regional. So I'm hoping that our American friends will be able to see it too, because I think they'll love it.
You'll be able to buy the DVD on the internet, or it will actually be shown on the internet?
No. You'll be able to buy the DVD on the internet.
I see.
But hopefully we can follow this through as they're filming with professional actors.
Yeah.
Maybe do, as they're filming, and hopefully I think it's due at the end of this year, I think.
Yeah. And in the meantime, before we can tell you a bit more, have a re-listen to Dave's track, The Spirit of Albion, and it'll give you some idea of what it's all about.
Right. I'm actually recovering from a bit of a chest infection, so I've left this song till later on because I didn't think I'd make it through the set if I sung it earlier. But this one goes like that. And, you can get up with your percussion if you like and have a bit of clap along to this one, Hey. So fair, an isle so green, known by many names. Feel the pulse of the land, the blood boils within your veins. Someone go down to the holy well and raise the spirits there. Lay a feather on a stone with a flame and a lark of hair, the crane, the wolf, the bear and the boar, no longer dwell upon these shores. You say the goddess and god have gone, but I tell you they live on, for in the cities and hills and in circles of stone, the voices of the old ways, the spirit of Albion is calling you home. From man a weathen Scotland's crashing sea, to the moor and the Highland glen. From the fairy hills home of the sea, to the veins of the broad and the fen. Someone go down to the holy trees of oak and ash and corn. Utter a charm in the verse of three, till the summer king is born. The crane, the wolf, the bear and the boar, no longer dwell upon these shores. You say the goddess and god have gone, but I tell you they live on. For in the cities and hills, and in circles of stone, voices of the old ways, the spirit of Albion is calling you home. Ride the white horses carved into the hills, walk to the hanging stone. Bow to the might of Sir Abbas's height, fill a peace in the ancestors' homes. Someone go down to Wilmington, where the giant guards the way. Step into the other world, into the womb, where centuries pass like a day. The crane, the wolf, the bear and the boar, no longer dwell upon these shores. You say the goddess and god have gone, but I tell you they live on. For in the cities and hills, and in circles of stone, the voices of the old ways, the spirit of Albion is calling you home.
Thank you.
And that was Dave the Bard with Spirit of Albion from his new live CD, As Nature Intended.
And talking of Albion, Albion's the old name for the United Kingdom or Britain, the land which we walk upon. And there have been a couple of items of news that really we ought to mention.
Well,
what do you think?
Normally, we don't discuss politics on the show, but I think this one is worth talking about. That earlier this year, our government put a proposal through to sell off publicly owned forest land to private concerns. And
now, see, I would argue this isn't necessarily politics. I would argue that this is preserving our sacred land.
Well, yes. But what happened was a lot of people got very angry about this idea. I mean, we are very lucky in the fact we can walk out of our front door and within a couple of miles we've got forestry and woodland that we can walk in that's unspoiled.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's going gradually. There isn't as much as there used to be. And what we've got needs protecting. So many, many people in England were fairly upset about this. And in light of the response from the public, the government actually overturned it and decided that they weren't going to sell off the forests.
Yep.
So that's absolutely brilliant.
It is. It's superb news. It's superb news.
And on the same track, something else that was proposed is that May Day or Beltane, May the 1st, in England is a bank holiday.
Bank holiday is a time when everyone basically gets a day off work.
Basically,
so.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool holiday.
And it generally, you know, a bank holiday generally follows a weekend. So you get a 3-day weekend. Now, many people celebrate May Day here. We have maypoles and Morris dancing and Jack in the Green parades.
Yeah.
And if that bank holiday was taken away, many people wouldn't be able to take part in those things.
It would actually be a serious loss to our culture, I think.
Yes. So there are lots of petitions and campaigns being presented to government with other suggestions and, you know, generally people don't really want to lose this holiday.
So my question is, why do they want to take away the holiday in the first place?
Well, I'm a little confused about this.
Yeah, me too.
And please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, people, but I'm fairly sure that what I heard was They want to take this holiday and move it to somewhere in October to help seaside towns and resorts that depend upon tourism for the income, to extend a holiday in the darker half of the year that essentially would bring small towns in a little extra income.
The other thing that's happening in the UK before we leave our news for this year is that every 10 years in the UK, we have what's called a census.
Yep, we do.
And that is where they take account of who you are, where you are, what you're doing.
Who's living in your house at that moment.
Who's living in your house. And basically, it's a record. It even started from the time of William the Conqueror, I think. Didn't he do the first?
I think he might well have done, actually. Doomsday Book, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did the first census. But the whole point of it is that some of the smaller Celtic cultures don't have a space on the census form to declare their nationality. So Cornish, for example.
That's outrageous.
Or the people in the Isle of Man, the Manx people. It's not there. Let's get it there.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. We need these people.
Let's recognise our heritage.
Absolutely. You know, there's Cornish, the language of Cornish is dying away, and we need to support it.
I think we need to support all of the Celtic cultures, even though some of them are growing, but some of them sadly aren't, and those need extra help.
Sure. Oh, something else I've noticed. Fairy festivals have really taken off over here in the UK, haven't they?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's happened in the last couple of years. We had sort of Celtic music festivals and folk festivals.
And Celtic dance festivals.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. But the really great news is that the fairy festival as such, fairy balls, Renaissance fairies. Mm-hmm. There's a Canterbury music festival that celebrates fairies, isn't there?
There's a Canterbury fairy festival.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Yes. And there's quite a few in
Cornwall. Sorry, Matthew.
There are quite a few in Cornwall.
In fact, we went to the Canterbury Fairy Festival.
So we did.
Why the Dickens? I can't remember the name. I don't know. Blame bad memory. Cornwall, yes. And that, I think, is thanks to Karen Kay and her Fairies and Enchantment
magazine. It certainly
magazine.
Is. And she does the Three Wishes
magazine.
Festivals, doesn't
yeah.
she?
So. Yeah. So if you guys in the UK are well into the Fae, follow them. They're superb. And it's great news to see them growing.
And if you want more links to those festivals and to who's running them, have a look in the show notes because they will be there.
You don't mind making extra work for me in the show notes at all, do
Not
you?
Not at all, no.
No, I didn't think you did. No. No.
Blessed Virgin, burning bright, lead us from the darkest night. Triple Goddess, tonight, fiery spark
Bridget by Kellyanna from her album Lady Moon. Let's move away from the world then and sort of come more into... Let's move away from the global... Let's move away from the UK scale.
And let's move away from the politics.
Yeah, let's move away from the political stuff and come to actually what's happening with us. Things that you might be interested in. The main one is that you've been following, and I've had so much support from you guys, you've been following my health. And you might remember that at December, I was to have my last operation. Well, they decided to split that into two halves and not complete it all in one go. So the end of April, beginning of May, I've got one very, very small little one, which means I may be away for a little while and then back in. But basically, I'm healed. And the good news is, the really, really good news is, and thank the gods for this, I'm essentially cancer clear.
Yep.
So that's great, isn't it?
It is. And you're staying that way as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah, well, but I've got to have scans, haven't I? I don't know whether it's yearly or every 5 years. I'm not sure.
I think it's... let's not even talk about that.
No.
Don't go there.
And our prayers and thoughts are with you all who are or have been in this situation. Believe us, we know what it's like.
Yep, we've been there and done it. And
yeah.
Looks like, hopefully, we're out of the other side now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, something new and completely different. We mentioned briefly before, but a little bit more detail. I joined a drumming group called the Pentacle Drummers, and now Ruthie's joined them as well.
Yes, my poor little tambourine has been packed away and has been replaced by a 14-inch tom drum.
So tell folks what the Pentacle Drummers are all about.
Well, basically, it's a group of people who stand around and hit drums, and sometimes we actually do it in rhythm. So actually, none of us are professionals, but what we do is we gather in groups and informal groups and yeah. Hit drums, basically. And it turns out that actually the public quite like us. And
so we actually do quite a lot of events, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do quite a lot of events. And our eventing season actually starts very shortly.
It does. Mm. It does. During the summer... we all dress up in what we call tatters, which, as our colours are red and green, are all strips of red and green cloth. And there is actually quite a history behind the tatter jacket.
You'll also see Morris men wearing tatters as well, which I think is one of the places they originally came from.
Do you know the history behind the tatters jacket?
I know a little bit.
Okay.
I know that they were made for generally out of... tatters were made out of old clothes. Essentially, they were bits of farming material. These, you know, and people who gathered in these and wore these tended to be the lower classes.
Sure.
But I don't actually know why they wore them. All I know is how they were made.
So it's actually a very old English custom, as is the pentacle. Mm. The word pentacle drummers, for example. It's nothing to do with the pentagram of sort of modern Wicca and stuff like that. The pentacle is a very old folk symbol.
Hmm.
If you cut an apple in half, they say you can see a pentacle in it. Hmm. And an ancient name for it is the wizard's footprint. Did you know that?
No, I didn't actually.
Yeah, well, wizards must have five weirdly spaced toes or something. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, yes, it's a very old folk symbol for good luck and
cool.
Things like that. And
excellent, good fortune.
Yeah. So the group are often invited to events to celebrate English heritage.
Which is brilliant, like May Day, for instance.
Yeah, as long as we don't lose May Day.
No, which we won't. I'm sure we won't. So I've been making lots of costumes and things, and headdresses are the latest thing.
Yep, and I've been making lots of noise.
And yes, Gary has been making an awful lot of noise. So if you keep an eye on Facebook, you'll see when we've been to events and we'll try and get photos up and stuff for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're anywhere near us, come and say hello.
Oh, please do, yeah.
Always come and say hello. On the subject of going to events, because my health has improved so much, we hope to be doing more travelling this year, don't we?
Yes, that would be good.
It would be really nice to be able to travel around the country.
We've been invited lots of places. We probably can't do them all in a year, but to do a few would be nice.
It would.
Which means we can bring you shows from other places and add some more interesting content to the shows.
Yeah. Maybe even Possibly some interviews.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It would. Mm. It would be really great. You mentioned Facebook a moment ago.
Mm.
The reason why I think it's sort of like pertinent and a really good idea to mention that is that there are lots and lots of outlets for social media. There are lots and lots of ways that we communicate with people. Yeah?
Aren't there just?
Yeah. But it does seem that the main one we use and the main one that people like to talk to us through
is Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So pop along to our fan page on Facebook and get in contact with us there.
Absolutely.
That seems to be the most common way to get hold of us. We do still check Twitter occasionally and MySpace and things like this, but
I mean,
they
don't seem
to be as popular.
No, they don't. But of course, you can always get through to us via email, which is GaryandRuth@CelticMythPodShow.com.
Yep. We have a mailing list.
Oh, yes.
Now, the mailing list goes out. I try and put one of those out every single time we release a show. And what I think I'm going to try and do is, if it seems like there's going to be a long time between shows, mm-hmm. I might see if I can get a mailing list out just to... Is that what they call it? Get a mailing list out.
Yeah, I think so.
Get a mail out or... Get a newsletter out. That sounds better.
A newsletter.
Yes. I'm going to see if I can get a newsletter out and just let you guys know what's going on and just keep in touch with you, really. But anyway, one of the features of this is that you can actually ask us a question that is stored on the mailing list site. So if you've asked us a question on Facebook, there's a danger that if lots of people do, it scrolls off the bottom of the page and we miss it. But if you ask us a question on our mailing list site, then you'll get answered.
Okay, so what do people have to do to join?
Well, it's really simple. Go to the front page of our website at CelticMythPodShow.com, and there's a little box where you type your email address in, click submit, and basically that's it.
Okay, the other thing to say to you guys is that any information you give us is confidential.
Yes.
We don't give your email addresses out to anyone.
No.
They will always be
secure. No matter
how
much money they offer us.
Absolutely.
It won't happen.
Quite honestly, you know, you hear about this happening all the time. We will not sell your email addresses. We will keep them private, confidential.
Yeah, definitely. So where does that bring us? Facebook, yeah. Twitter, do pop along there occasionally and say hello. But it seems that real friendships build up on Facebook more than anywhere else.
I think it's just become such a popular medium recently.
Yeah.
And it really, in the last year, it's just taken off, hasn't it?
Definitely,
really?
Definitely. MySpace seems to be more of a promotional tool for music, I've noticed.
Mm.
Seem to lose contact with real people there.
And I think MySpace was always more popular in America than it was here anyway.
Oh, right, right. Whereas Facebook seems to go across the world.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook always was really more popular than MySpace here. And what's happened is the rest of the world have caught up with us, you see.
Yeah.
We knew it was brilliant.
And MySpace don't have Fairyland.
Well, that's very true.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Or Mouse Hunt.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, at least Fairyland's got something to do with a fae.
Oh, I think there's a fairy mouse in Mouse Hunt. It's still fae and all sorts of things. Still mice.
All right, then. Let's have a break for a while, shall we? And have some more music.
Okie dokie. So how about something from the Pentacle Drummers?
Oh, yes. Of course, that is a good idea.
Well, one of my favourites is Off the Rails.
Hmm, me too. I play the bass in this track, and it's a really good, solid thumper. Whereas you and most of the group play some great rhythms over the top of it.
Yeah, we have the difficult bit. You just have to thump the bass.
In essence, that's true.
So let's have a listen to the Pentacle Drummers and Off the Rails.
Thank you.
That was the Pentacle Drummers and their great sound in the track Off the Rails.
Yes, and find out more about the drummers in our show notes. Can you put some pictures in the show notes of us in costume and makeup and so on?
Yeah, I can. Actually, what we did mention earlier is that during the summer we're dressed up in tatters, but there is also a bonfire season in the winter half of the year, the dark half of the year. And we don't dress in tatters in the dark half.
No, we dress in black and we kind of do gothy makeup and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so there's two sets, isn't there?
And yes, and in the summer you'll see red and green makeup. But yes, I think I prefer the summer makeup because it's easier to take off than all that black and white.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so let's move on and have a chat about what we're hoping to achieve with the show.
Yeah, good idea. What are our plans? What are we going to be doing? Things like that.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, the first thing I thought I'd like to talk about is having a look at the Irish mythological cycle.
Yes. So
now, why do we want to do that?
Well, we'd like to summarise where we've got to in the Irish mythological cycle, in those stories.
Yes.
Just run through some themes that run through those.
That's right. Things that us and other people have noticed.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that we're going on to Welsh mythology, and you will realise that the themes that run along Irish mythology also run through Celtic mythology.
It should be a fascinating journey.
Which is quite interesting. And some of the characters even have very similar names and similar attributes. I wonder if you're listening to it, when you're listening to the stories, the Welsh stories, if you can work out who their counterpart is in the Irish tales.
So, a summary show for the Irish mythological cycle is going to be upcoming. And we'll also cover some of the more popular Irish gods in that show as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that will lead us nicely on to Welsh mythology.
Yes. Our new start.
Yep. We're going to start
a new season.
Our new season. Yes. No. Our new subject.
Our new subject.
It's Welsh
mythology. Informal shows are quite hard to do, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Welsh mythology is actually quite fascinating, and I've been doing some reading about Welsh mythology and about the myths involved and some of the characters. And one thing I realised, actually, when reading was the Celtic laws, not the Brehon laws so much, but the Celtic laws of hospitality also applied in Wales. And when we come to those, I will try to explain what's going on in the story. After you've heard the story, I'll come in and explain why people do certain things. Many of the characters are affected by the Celtic laws of hospitality in the Welsh tales.
Really, that does help you understand some of the events in the story.
That's right, because some of
otherwise
it...
Otherwise, you're a bit sort of, why did you do that?
That's right. It doesn't make any sense that you would, you know...
Absolutely. I think another point you've got to remember, and we'll sort of like mention this now before we even get to the introduction show, because I think it's really important, is that the stories of Irish mythology are at least 500 years older than the stories of Welsh mythology.
At least.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the physical paperwork that survived, the Irish mythology... What do they call those old text things that they put in libraries? Manuscripts.
Manuscripts.
There you go. That's the word. Yes.
Illuminated manuscripts, even.
And some of them are even illuminated. Yes. Doesn't mean they have a light stuck underneath them. It just means that they've got some very pretty drawings on them.
Absolutely, and they are very, very beautiful. If you get a chance to have a look at illuminated manuscripts, I really think that's I would highly recommend it. They are amazing.
But that's not what I was saying. I was saying was that these manuscripts are sort of dated around the 1050 to 1100 AD, whereas the Welsh manuscripts that form the Mabinogion are Middle Ages, around the sort of 1300s, 1400s, and like this. Even though there are hints within those Welsh manuscripts that they could be derived from earlier, maybe 6th, 8th century sources.
Yeah.
Which is really quite exciting.
It is, actually, it is. Yeah. And reading them, like I say, I've been reading them on and off now for the last few months and doing a little bit background research into them. And they're quite fascinating.
But you will notice a distinct character shift when you listen to them. Mm-hmm. Because there is 500 years of cultural difference between the two.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got an Irish summary show coming up.
Yep.
We've got a Welsh introductory show coming up, just to sort of get you in the mood for the Welsh tales.
And I think we're going to be bringing some special guests in as well around the Welsh tales.
Yes, I know there's quite a few people that have said, oh, can we do some voice work in there?
Could we come and play this person? So we will be, as I say, there will be special guests coming in.
As always, friends and guests, you know, we love to have them work with us on the show.
So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah. We've already mentioned the fact that somewhere in between, we're going to try and release a small little special show about the Spirit of Albion movie.
Yep.
And we might try and follow that in news as it develops. Last thing I heard from Gary was that he was hoping it would be ready for release by...
Samhain.
Was it Samhain? I thought it was Yule.
No, Samhain I thought it was.
Okay, well, so towards the
later
end of
the
year. Yeah, towards the end of the year, shall we say.
Yep.
We're hoping to be able to, in our holiday specials, bring you more interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Partially because we'll be travelling, partially because we'll be doing more travelling, and partially because I think you guys want to hear some other people's voices.
Well, yes. And obviously, in some way, they will be connected to Celtic mythology, whether they are acting a part or whether they are singers or performers in some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully you'll find that interesting, and I'm sure you're going to let us know if you don't like it. So.
Yeah, and also I'm hoping to speak to some people that can maybe teach us a little bit about what it is to be a modern druid.
That would be interesting,
because
wouldn't it?
The Celts past, present and future are what we're concerned about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe we'll even get to make some video, you never know.
Yes, that was an idea that we had a little while back, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It would be nice to visit some of these special places that belong to the Celts. Some of them may be the lesser known ones.
Absolutely.
And show you what they look like, because everyone knows what Stonehenge looks like and Avebury, and I keep knocking half the studio over.
Mm-hmm. But there are some actually beautiful sites in Wales that very few people actually visit because they're out of the way. And I'm just trying, I'm imagining us climbing up mountains with video cameras and...
Yeah, okay, let's not go too far into the practicality at the moment. But yeah, so that's a possibility. If you really fancy that, let us know, and that'll help motivate us more towards doing it. But that's one idea we had.
Now, let's talk about books, because we've had some fabulous authors send us some fabulous books written about Celtic mythology.
We have.
In the Celtic realms. We have just been so very, very lucky.
Yes. And we can give you an idea of what to expect in the coming year in terms of story. Yeah?
So the books we've got, we're taking excerpts from, are Kerry Norman's Celtic Maidens, which I'm really looking forward to. Another fabulous book is called The Druid Isle, and that's by Ellen Evett Hopman.
And that's the follow-up to one we've already covered, isn't it?
Priestess of the Forest, that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fascinating books, both
it
of
is.
Those. What other ones have we got?
We've got Elven World by T. Locke, and that's, although a fantasy, that deals with the Tuatha Dé.
Cool.
It is. Mm-hmm. And do you remember, I'm not sure whether it was last year or the year before, I think it might have been in the year before, 2009. Do you remember we did a section from Rowan of the Wood by Christine and Ethan Rose?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's great, wasn't it? Well, she's written a follow-on work to that. In fact, I think there's now three. But the follow-on is called Witch on the Water, and we've got a section from that.
That'd be interesting to hear.
Absolutely.
And we've also got a book called Curse of the Tahira by Wendy Gillison, who is also a talented harpist.
She is, yes.
So I can't wait to read her story, because I bet there's a harp that features in there somewhere.
I bet they do. We've also got some non-fiction works for you, some greatly interesting things. Mainly Arthurian titles, because as you know, Welsh mythology leads us nicely onto Arthurian myth.
It certainly does.
And there's lots more.
Yep.
There's lots more. We've got a fantastic submissions guidelines page on the website now. So authors, musicians, artists.
Poets.
Poets. Dancers I don't think we could do. But get your works in quick.
Absolutely.
The schedule for 2011 is filling up quick, and serious about that. Our shows are filling up quickly.
They certainly are. Yeah. So certainly contact us if you are a band and you play Celtic music. Let us know. Especially if you play Welsh music, we'd be really interested.
That would be great
to have some
for
Welsh
this
music.
Season, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
Yeah.
But basically, we encourage submissions. So submit some stuff to us and we'll add it to our shows.
Yep. And I think lastly, before we finish off with some music, is to let you know
we have had some fabulous donations.
We have, yeah, there was Colleen and Arlene and Aaron.
And James.
Yeah. So we'd like to say thank you very much to you folks.
For your
really
donations.
Helped us
really helpful.
With equipment that falls over, as it always does.
Absolutely. So thank you for those people who've donated.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you to everybody who's bought the iPhone and Android apps. It's really appreciated. Know that a percentage does come to us and goes towards buying mics and hard drives and all sorts of technical bits and pieces. We've also got a donate button on the website. So if you're feeling generous, please pop along there and donate something.
So if you fancy the apps or you'd like to donate using the donate button on the front of our website, please feel free. We're not going to stop you.
No, absolutely. And your money will go to a very, very worthwhile cause, probably a new microphone at the moment.
Yes. So before we end, let's play you a piece of music that is related to that news item we had earlier on about the deforestation.
Ah, yes.
This is a track written in protest at that, but it also covers so much more.
And it's also, I believe, a part of the reason for the release of this track was also with what's going on with May Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really a political protest song, which this artist doesn't produce them very often.
So I think you'll find this quite interesting. It's called The Sons and Daughters of Robin Hood by Dave the Bard.
We all watched you on our TV, right honourable gentlemen, apparently. Different voices with only one aim, to win my vote and to win the game. Now some have died to pave the way, so we can vote come polling day. X marks the spot that gives us our voice. But how do you vote when there isn't a choice? If you thought that we would do nothing, you've misunderstood. For we are the sons and daughters of Robin Hood. This time around the stone, and the poll tax riots of Trafalgar Square. The rich, they got richer, the poor were stripped bare. Building new roads with no thought for the land, and the blood of the beanfield is still on your. Drilling off Shetland will do you just fine. And you wanted to sell off our forests like you closed down mine. If you thought of Robin Hood.
Sons and Daughters of Robin Hood by Dave the Bard. And as ever, fabulous song, great lyrics. It's going to run round and round in my head for ages now.
I think it's only available as a single at the moment, isn't it?
I think
it
is.
No,
it's not on an album. It's available from iTunes, Amazon, and lots of other places as a single. The other places you can buy it will be in the show notes.
Absolutely. So again, linking back to something we've already mentioned, let's have a competition.
That's a good idea.
And a competition for a never-to-be-repeated prize. A one-off.
Really?
Yep, a one-off. Okay. There's only one of these.
Ah, I know what you're talking about.
Wait, you know we joined the Pentacle Drummers?
I do.
Well, they made a CD called Life in Tatters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite funny now you know what tatters means.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Well, we happen to be the proud owners of the very last one of these CDs available for sale. They've all been sold and there won't be any other pressings.
Wow, so this is really something worth owning.
It is indeed. Yeah. It is a shame that it's the last one, but there is apparently, so I hear, a new CD in the works and we'll probably be playing on that one.
Okay, so that is cool. So what do our listeners have to do in order to win this one-off wonderful prize?
Okay, here we go. Old English folk customs often see groups perform in tatters. That is, raggedy clothes. You can see some photos in the show notes. There are drumming groups like us, Morris dancers, Border Morris, and a type of group who perform traditional plays that have essentially remained the same for years and years.
Yes, that's true. So the question is, what are the people who perform these plays called?
That's it. Just drop us a quick email to garyandruth@celticmythpodshow.com with Chatterbox competition in the subject line and the answer in the email, and we'll email you for your snail mail address if you win the draw and pop the CD in the post to you.
Or your snail mail address, even.
What have I said?
Snow mail.
Okay, so yeah, we'll email you. Send us your real house address. And we'll send the CD to you.
Let us know if you'd like us to sign the CD for you, and we'll happily do that.
Yeah, no problem. I think that draws this informal little show to a close.
So, until next time, we'd like to say... Húlvaur. Samuel Lover, who is a novelist, a magician, an artist, and also a poet, wrote our last two poems.
He was a magician?
Did I say magician?
You did. Wow, he was a talented fellow.
I'll try that again then, shall I? To the subterranean kings and tweens of... Kings and tweens? What are kings and tweens?
Episode SP24, The Chatterbox Programme. The Chatterbox episode. The Chatterbox episode.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to GaryandRuth@CelticMythPodShow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. Find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.